Okay. Christina, can we have a roll call of those present and apologies received?
Yes. On the call we have Keith Davidson, Christy Spain, Stephen Deerhake, Dottie Sparks DeBlanc. From Liaisons we have Maureen Hilliard. From Staff Support and Special Advisors we have Bart Boswinkle, Christina Nordstrom, and Bernie Turcott, and Kim Davis. Apologies from Eberhard Lische, Martin Boyle, Jap Ackerhuis, and Patricia Poblete. That's all.
Oh, okay, so there's a large number of absences that haven't entered apologies, and it sounds to me like there's only four of the CCNSO actual working group members. In fact, it sounds like we're outnumbered by staff and advisors, but I wonder if that constitutes a quorum in terms of us being able to do anything meaningful on this call.
What were we planning on doing, Keith?
Well, the agenda's up on Adobe Connect, but the prime objectives were to discuss the public consultation aspects of the two bits of feedback we received on revocation, and to do our first read of the terminology paper, and then a GAC update if we had Becky on the call, who I think is the key to our next steps on the GAC, and Becky hasn't connected at this stage. So I'm a little bit concerned that we probably don't have a mandate to continue. What do others think? Should we proceed with the call?
I think we need our lawyers.
Keith?
Yes?
If I may.
Yeah.
So,
I think we have, Bart, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we have until the 30th to reply to the public consultation submissions.
No, it's the other way around. As of the 31st of January, the response is more for community, and it's used for more or less as an extension of the public comment period. It means that on the 31st, you and I need to do a summary of the public comments received, and then we have a few say 1 or 2 weeks or one call at least to organize the response, as long as we publish the summary. So that's post 31st.
Okay,
so we've still got, so we can delay that. And as far as the terminology document, it won't count as a first read, but those that are here, given we're here, maybe we can just run through that.
Look, for the people who have bothered to turn up for the call, I think that might be a useful use of our time, just to get at least this group familiar with the document and so on. So if the meeting is comfortable, shall we just skip everything else except item 4 on the agenda and have a look at the terminology draft? And if we happen to attract some more people during the course of this call, we may revisit other agenda items very late in the meeting. But if everyone else is happy, I think we could proceed to a very quick first look, just to familiarise ourselves with the terminology paper, but we couldn't really count that as a reading one of it, but it at least gets our heads around it. So, yeah, Bernie, if you wouldn't mind, take us away on the terminology paper.
Okay, I will get that up on the screen.
Hi, yes, it's Becky. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, hi, Becky. Welcome.
Just when you need a lawyer. All right.
Uh-oh.
We're struggling for a quorum today, Becky, but we've decided we'll spend a bit of time having a look at Bernie's terminology paper without it counting as a first reading of it, but just to familiarise those who are on the call with where we're at. So, Bernie, take it away.
Okay, so we've called it a lot of things. I've titled this document Official Terminology Related to the Administration of CCTLDs. We can change that as we go along, and just to show that this is a real draft, it's version 0.1, as we do quite often with these types of documents. That's a little small for me to read. Okay. So basically, background and introduction, issues identified by the CCNSO, DRD, WG that require interpretation by the FOI working group, terminology surrounding delegations and redelegations. This issue was only raised in the DRD WG final report, but we said we would do it in the FOI working group. Mandate, and then the related topics and objectives, blah, blah, blah. So the objectives, 2.1, produce a list of unique identifiers to be used for the administration of CCTLDs. And it was, I've modified this a bit from what was up there because we spent a lot of time working on things that were more than just the names of things, but processes also. So if we wanted to include those, and I could not see why we would not, then we needed to stretch this a bit, but I'll have to ask if everyone is comfortable with that, especially Becky.
I believe that I am.
Okay. Under reserve, I'll take it.
Yeah, I want to read it all together.
Yes, I know that. Applicable policy statements and guidelines on terminology, I don't think there are any defining that we have to use a certain terminology. Obviously, there is terminology that is used in both RFC 1591 and the GAC principles. So I just dive into the subject. I've classified them alphabetically for simplification, and what I've done is I've gone through all the documents we've published so far and lifted the things that seem to be useful. So the first one that came up was consent for delegation or transfer of a CCTLD. Consent must be specific, informed, unambiguous, affirmatively communicated, and freely given. So that was directly lifted from the consent document. And you've got the references there from RFC 1591. And FOI consent, that was lifted from Section 7141. Any questions on consent? Hearing none, I will take it there are none and move on. Delegation, 4.2.1. Definition, the process by which the IANA operator initially assigns management responsibility or transfers previously assigned responsibility for the management of a CCTLD. And that is from Section 4.1.1 of the FOI Working Group Public Consultation on Revocation. Any questions, thoughts, comments?
Doesn't appear to be.
I don't see any hands or anything else, so we'll keep moving. Manager, 4.3. Definition, the entity, whether an organization, enterprise, government, or individual, which is the trustee of the CCTLD, bracket as the term is used in RFC 1591, supervises the domain names in the CCTLD, operates the domain name system in the country or territory associated with the CCTLD, and is listed in the IANA database of CCTLD as the manager for the CCTLD. and I've got the two references we usually attach to these things here. In RFC 1591, the term trustee is used to describe the manager's duty to serve the community and not to describe the specific legal relationship of the manager to the delegated domain. IANA currently uses sponsoring organization instead of manager. And then on this one, I've included a few qualifiers. Incumbent manager, same as manager. However, the term is useful when differentiating from the proposed manager in applications for a transfer. Proposed manager, blah, blah. Okay. And the references are there from RFC 1591, 3.1 and 3.2, and FOI Working Group Consent, Section 7121. So, any questions, thoughts on manager?
I'm particularly interested, Kim Davies is on the call, and Kim, I'm particularly interested if any of these present any issues to you from a from an actual practical day-to-day use for IANA. So please feel free to voice your opinions along the way.
Will do. I have to admit I'm not in front of a computer right now, so I'm not tracking the wording as closely as I could be.
Okay. Again, this is this is informal and not a formal first reading, but your opinion just in terms of the overarching aspects of it would be valuable in case we're heading down any wrong track.
Of course.
Okay. No one else is seeking the floor, so please continue, Bernie.
Thank you, sir. So that would conclude Section 4.3. Section 4.4, revocation, or 4.1, definition. The process by which the IANA operator rescinds responsibility for the management of a CCTLD from an incumbent manager. And that's from the FOI public consultation on revocation, and I actually don't have anything else on that. Is there anyone that has any questions, thoughts, or comments on that?
Doesn't appear to be.
Okay. Moving on to Section 4.5, Significantly Interested Parties, or SIP. Definition, significantly interested parties include, but are not limited to, A, the government or territorial authority for the country or territory associated with the CCTLD, and B, any other individuals, organizations, companies, associations, educational institutions, or others that have a direct, material, legitimate, and demonstrable interest in the operation of the CCTLD. The references are Section 3.4 of RFC 1591, which talks about significantly interested parties, and from the FOI Working Group 6 document, Section 7.1.1, from which this section was essentially lifted. Questions, comments? I see no hands, I hear nothing, so we'll move it on. Section 4.6, stakeholders. Stakeholders encompass significantly interested parties, and other parties referenced in RFC 1591. And if you'll remember, when we were going through this, we actually had to wrap our head around the idea of stakeholders, and so I thought it was important to capture that and refer to it. So there it is. Any questions, thoughts on stakeholders? Moving right along.
Everybody's
4.7.
Everybody's very happy with everything so far.
Yeah, we should keep it to this size. It would work really well. 4.7, transfer from an incumbent CCTLD manager to a proposed manager. Definition, reassignment of the incumbent manager's role as trustee for the CCTLD as the term is used in RFC 1591, to the proposed manager, including, without limitation, changing the entry in the IANA database. So, RFC 1591, the trustee thing again. The term redelegation, there's a sort of a note under Section 4712. The term redelegation and unconsented redelegation are widely used by the stakeholder community when describing the reassignment of a CCTLD manager. Given there is no reference to the term redelegation in RFC 1591 and that there is no policy basis for an unconsented redelegation, the FOI working group recommends that the use of the term redelegation be dropped. So this was something we've talked about but is not written, and I tried to capture that in that point, and I'll be glad to take direction on that. And below that, we've got the various references from RFC 1591, Section 2, Section 6, the GAC Principles 2005, and FOI Working Group Consent, Section 7121. Any questions, thoughts, or comments?
Nobody's jumping for the floor again, so please
and,
continue.
Well, we've actually done it. It's done.
That's it. Gosh, I can't believe we could read a seven-page document in that time. Any general discussion in terms of the direction of this paper and how it will be used by IANA going forwards? Any questions or observations? Stephen's just saying in the chat room that he's in a public library, so obviously he's not allowed to make noise in a library, so any questions he has will be through the chat. No other questions or comments? Well, I think I've just noted in the chat too that I think we should continue with the transcript of this call, and then I'll put a message on the working group list to urge them to read the transcript and so they can be equally caught up with play, so that we can start with a better informed position on our next call. I'm not sure if there's anything else we can expect to do today. Does anyone have any topic or issue they want to raise?
Sir?
Yes.
Maybe we can just recap the timeline between now and Singapore, given this is rather short, and we can look at some of the work we've got to do. Maybe that'll be helpful for everyone if we capture this.
Okay. Well, we have three meetings scheduled between now and face-to-face in Singapore. That's on February the 6th, February the 20th, and March the 6th. I'm picking that... even though this group is a small group, if there had been arising significant issues in terms of the terminology, I'm sure we would have encountered them today. So my guess is that we can probably get through the terminology paper in two readings, so February 6th, February 20th, and maybe have it available for any final edits and bits and pieces by March the 6th, which might allow us the opportunity to have it out for consultation before ICANN Singapore. Would that be right, Bart?
Yeah, no, that shouldn't be too much of a problem. I think we got the format of say, the public consultation documents, etc. And I think by the next call... we should have a summary and maybe with some suggested or non-suggested changes, so with the draft analysis available as well for the working group members. So that chapter could be closed and finalized.
Okay.
So the chapter on replication.
Excellent. Nobody's commented on list yet about the proposed responses from Bernie, but I think the responses are probably going to be down the right track as well. So thanks for taking the lead on that too, Bernie. So the public consultation is tracking okay. The terminology paper will track okay. The GAC, we still need some dialogue with the GAC about their comments on, two papers, I think. And I think we're hoping to have a webinar for the GAC members prior to ICANN Singapore, or at least offer them the opportunity for a webinar. So I'm not sure how that's progressed. I think, Chris, you were talking to the GAC chair on this. Has anything transpired?
I'm going to just out myself because it's all my fault. I owe Chris an update.
Okay. Well, perhaps you and Chris, Becky, could use the time that was going to be used for this call to have a catch-up after we conclude this meeting. Bart has his hand raised anyway, so Bart.
Yes, relating to the webinar, just as a reminder, if the working group if there is agreement to do it, we better schedule it rather sooner than later, given the we need a couple of GAC members to attend the webinar, and they have probably a full schedule anyway. And it takes some time to organize it.
Okay. Yes, indeed. So that probably becomes the immediate priority for the working group, and so Chris and Becky, could we ask you to assess that as the highest priority, let's see if we can get something rolling in the next few days. I think we'll be struggling to do much with the GAC unless we can get something sort of firm before the end of January. So could we consider that a hard deadline, do you think, Becky and Chris?
Yes, that's good by me.
Cool.
Well, I just got an hour and a half back, so I can finish what I was doing.
Okay, and Chris is saying in the chat yes, and he will see Suzanne within 10 days and work with her. So that's cool. Okay. And Chris also adds, so will I, and that's absolutely right. I'll be seeing Suzanne in Los Angeles in the first week of February. So that will be at least prior to the February 6th call. So that I may have to apologise for that meeting. I'm scheduled to be heading back from Los Angeles that day, and I'm not sure of my exact arrival and flight time. So, Becky, I hope you are available for that call just in case I can't make it and you would need to take the chair.
I am.
Cool. Okay, is there anything else that we can transact today? If not, we'll call this a very short and informal meeting and call it concluded at 30 minutes after the hour. So thank you for those who have bothered to turn up, and I will send a message to the list expressing my disappointment for those who didn't apologise and didn't attend, and hopefully stimulate some participation for the next call. Okay, with that, thank you all very much, and have a pleasant day, evening, night.
All right, bye. Thanks everyone.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye.